Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. The teacher is in the middle of a complicated review the day before an important examination. However, she notices that a lot of her students are looking down at something in their laps instead of the board. This is one example of why cell phones should not be allowed in schools. However, reporter Mary Brown has found there are arguments supporting kids who find it hard to part from their phones, even when at school.
Teenagers pack their phones everywhere, and they are incessantly texting, watching something, or playing a game. Cell phones seem to be an accessory teens are reluctant to give up, even when at school. Although the initial reaction of parents and many teachers is that this is something to be discouraged, there are those who favor kids having their phones with them, even in the classroom. Barry Wilson, who is principal of Central High School, our largest secondary school, weighs both sides of this issue.
I have to admit that when cell phones started appearing in our school in significant numbers about a decade ago, my first reaction was negative due to their many disadvantages. A major one is cell phones can get misplaced or swiped, something painful for a family on a limited budget. After all, some high-end smartphones carry a hefty price tag. Another disadvantage is that cell phones can easily distract teens in class. Cell phones are small, powerful, handheld computers. Teens can surf the net, watch videos, and chat with friends, frequently without the teacher even realizing it. This means the teacher can be explaining something, and students won't be paying attention. Internet access can facilitate cheating on exams when teens get stumped on difficult questions. Then there are cell phones suddenly going off when students are quietly working on something.
You list so many valid reasons why kids should leave their cell phones at home. I'm surprised you can argue in favor of cell phones at school.
I can, because there is a plus side to cell phones. For instance, just as teens can use their phones to cheat on exams, they can also exploit them as a learning resource, simply because phones can access the internet, the most powerful learning medium of all time. The teacher can show students how to surf the internet for information that will make what's happening in the classroom more relevant. In addition, kids have to be able to contact parents whenever there is a need. A teen may need to phone home after some mishap, for instance, a sudden illness or injury. It's for this reason that quite a few parents actually make sure their kids have their phones before leaving home. As for disrupting class when ringing, cell phones can easily be kept on silent mode. I think the important thing is to teach kids to be responsible with their phones. Schools' administrators should have rules regarding cell phone use. Kids who break these rules can be punished by having their right to use their phones temporarily revoked. Any serial offenders can be banned from using their phones altogether. Of course, such an extreme punishment will be carried out with a parent's consultation. But banning phones completely is far from the answer.
It seems that cell phones are so ubiquitous that it is impossible to keep them out of schools. As Barry says, instead of stopping kids from having their cell phones, they should be taught to use their devices responsibly.
What issue is the program focusing on? 37. What disadvantage is mentioned with regards to teenagers bringing their cell phones to school? What does the expert say about cell phones at school? 39. What advantage of cell phones in school does the expert mention? 40. What is the expert's view with regards to teenagers taking their cell phones to school?